Welcome to the Embodying Aware Parenting Podcast.
Exploring what parenting feels like from the inside out with Sarah Devoy and Vicky Plomer. Great to be with you here, Vicky, for this podcast, Embodying Aware Parenting Podcast. And I'd love to hear a little bit from you what exactly that means, because I think I have a bit of bee in my bonnet about never wanting to use words that are alienating and difficult and too big, because in a way, some of the topics that we're exploring during the podcast take us to places beyond words, don't they, Vicky? But I'd love to hear what's your story and why you feel motivated to do this.
Thank you, Sarah. Yeah, I have loved becoming an aware parenting instructor. I really resonate with the way of aware parenting. And for me, this podcast is about embodying aware parenting. So for me, that means what it feels like in my body to be able to be an aware parenter. That has taken me on such a journey of really looking at my needs and my feelings when I'm with my child. And at the beginning of my parenting journey, that was not even like a thought in my head about who I am and what I would need and what that was for me. So this podcast is really for me about sharing our journeys of coming into a place where we feel connected, well, for me, where I feel connected to myself and still be a parent. So aware parenting for me offers that way of listening in, that democratic approach, which is another big word that we will talk about later, but that way of being with myself whilst I'm with my child. So embodying and listening into my feelings, which maybe we'll go on to in a moment. What's your inspiration, Sarah, for coming to this podcast and creating this with me?
Yeah, I guess over the years, I've been aware that really working with my nervous system in a moment by moment situation is what I need to do to be real, whether it's for my dog, my cat, my beautiful children and my partner. Like, how can I really navigate that? And those are the kind of tips and hints that I'm really looking forward to sharing with others about how can we make this real? How can we get out of that kind of headspace that has all these ideas about what we could be doing, what we should be doing? How can we actually be here in the moment, be live, be real, be human, and, you know, deal with our own feelings? Because my goodness, don't our kids just press all those buttons? So that's the excitement of working with you, Vicky, because I feel you've got a wealth of experience. And I just love doing things that bring us back to the here and now, bring us back to our bodies.
Amazing. And on that, what does it even mean to feel into our body? So I think we talk about this quite a bit in our conversations. And so maybe for our listeners, we could describe right now, what does it mean to feel into our body and to connect with our feelings? Because I know through my journey, I have been so in a space where I feel everything in the room that I can't even tell what's mine and what someone else's. Or I've been so dissociated and scrolling on my phone that I'm not even hearing my child speaking to me. Like I've gone, oh, probably they've said it five times and I've listened maybe the sixth time and gone, oh, sorry, can you say that again? Because I've been so disconnected to what's going on in the space. So that polar opposite of, for me, being completely over feeling everything and then not feeling anything at all, what we're looking for and what I feel is important from this podcast is exploring what does it feel like, as you said, in the here and now. And when we say feeling in, I wondered if you wanted to describe how that is for you, Sarah.
I could nearly say that's a tricky question, because it is a tricky question, particularly when we're in this sort of, you know, performing role of talking and stuff like that. But if I do slow down, and I would have to slow down to access those kinds of feelings, for me, it's nearly like going underwater and I'm going, oh, come on now, put that traffic light on. And what is the sense I have of my body in space? So what does that mean? can I sense where my feet are on the ground? Can I sense the shape of my body in space right now? They're very kind of things that are quite hard to put into words. And sometimes I feel my edges are kind of blurry and like a bit amorphous, like you say, that my energy is, wandering about whether someone's coming in the door and whether somebody needs toast or tea or whether I need to go and do something else. And I am literally all over the place energetically. And then sometimes when I remember, maybe the odd moment in the day or when I focus on it, it's like nearly bringing all of me, all of the intangible little bits of me into kind of what I call a midline. It's like I physically need to do it with my hands. I'm sort of stretching them out now into the space and saying, how can I somehow concertina myself back into my space suit of being a human being? I don't know if any of that makes sense because they are weird words, but that feeling of, how can I just come back home again, come back to myself?
Yeah, it's lovely. And I love that image of underwater and then coming into yourself and finding your edges. It's really lovely. And I guess for me, and this is a bit where I get a bit blurred because of being a dancer and moving in my body for so many years and being connected to my body. Sometimes I think, that's just normal, isn't it? And then I have to remind myself, no, actually, when you're not working with your body every day, it can be quite alien to connect into what that feels like. So getting the words to describe is really important. And I guess for me, absolutely connecting to the environment. So if now I'm thinking about all the different parts of my body that is connected to my environment. So I've got my bottom on the seat, I've got my back against the back of the chair, I've got my feet on the floor. I can feel those parts of the environment really clearly now in my back and underneath me and my feet on the floor. And then that, like you said, for you, that's my step one, connecting to the environment that I'm in. And then step two, if there's time in amongst the children's reactions or whatever's going on, I might do a scan from the toes all the way up to the head. So I might feel my toes by wiggling them, feel in my ankles, go up through into my shins, my knees, my thighs, my hips, my stomach. And there I might spend a bit longer because my stomach, I might be feeling inside different sensations. So I might feel like a knot feeling sometimes, or a pressure or a tingling sensation. So I feel into my stomach. And then I might move up to my chest, my ribs, and my back, my lower back. I can always feel stuff in my lower back. There's always a twinge there. And then I can feel into my ribs and my chest, up into my chest inside. And the chest sometimes can feel quite heavy, like there's a pressure on it. Or I can just feel into my heart and it might be racing or it might be settled. And as I'm describing this, because I'm trying to do it quickly, I feel my heart is racing because I'm moving through my body quite quickly and trying to take in all of my sensations. So I can feel that's putting my body into a sensory overload, because normally I do it a bit slower than this. And then I would notice, the back of my neck, always lengthening out the back of my neck, helps me find some lengthening in my spine and my body. And my shoulders that are normally up by my ears, I try to just allow them to lower and notice them. To my head, my jaw, noticing the tightness in my jaw, my eyes, and then my shoulders, arms, and my hands that often can be quite tense as well. And once I've done a scan internally, then I would think about my breath and connect in with my breath and just try and notice it. And so when I'm feeling in and I say, let's feel in, those are my kind of three steps: checking in with the environment, scanning the internal part of my body, and externally feeling my toes and my fingers, maybe connecting my hands together, but then connecting with the breath and noticing where it is. So that's something I would offer as a way, when listening to our podcast, as a way to connect in before or after, if it feels comfortable, is just to feel in. And like Sarah said, finding the edges, finding where your body edges are in space. Do they blur out? Are your energies connecting with what are the kids doing, what's happening? And again, it's not judging that, it's not taking any judgment or shame to that, it's just bringing awareness. There's no right or wrong with any of this. It's a journey on your own to your own self and that can't be wrong because it's yours. So that's my invitation.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be great just exploring these very tangible ways of doing it. And perhaps to finish, my one of my favorite little ones for me is literally in the middle of the muddle, looking out the window and saying, oh, I can see blue sky. I can see a bird moving past, you know, this jam all over the sofa. But, ah, there is something else that's possible outside. And in a way, using that to reflect back in my body that actually it's going to be okay. There is blue sky, or the rain is there, or the wind is there. There's something other that is a kind of a haven for me, if you like. So that gives me a lot of sense of peace and embodiment in those moments.
Yeah, absolutely. Really lovely. I look forward to sharing more with you in our future episodes.
Great.
Thank you for listening. Aware Parenting has been life-changing for both of our families, and we'd love to hear your reflections and answer your questions.
Contact Vicky and Sarah on the links below. We both offer a free introductory consultation. We'd love to hear from you. Let's discover the joy of parenting together.